welcome to today's episode of Women's Football Success. I'm your host, Lynn Marie Liberty Ellington. Today's episode is 2005. Today I'm going to talk a little bit about some parties, how to host a party for your women's football team, how to get player involvement, and how players can do this as well. And then I am going to go over some upcoming tryouts that are going on in women's football. And so let's get started. Real quick, I want to give you my disclaimer. Yes, I am an attorney. I'm licensed to practice law in the state of Arkansas. All the information that I provide to you on this radio show, websites, blogs, webinars, emails, etc., is all business information and does not create an attorney-client relationship between us. If you need an attorney, find one that has experience in the area of law that you're looking for and in the jurisdiction where you do business. With that being said, real quick, I just wanted to talk to you because we are actually hosting our holiday party. It's going to be our Halloween party this Saturday. And so I know that some of the weekends get a little busy. We are actually having a tryout in the morning, early in the morning, probably, I think it's 9 o'clock, so that we can then do our Halloween party in the afternoon. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about different kinds of parties. And so you guys can either have players host parties or have the team host the party. There's a variety of different things to do. So I'm just going to get into basics first, and then I'm going to go into a more elaborate party, and then I'm going to go into more of a sponsored party. So we tend to have several of our players, coaches, staff members that want to host parties, and we love it because it gives us a different environment, different atmosphere for each of our parties. So our Halloween party is actually going to be hosted at a home. And so we're probably going to have about 50 people in this house. And so, of course, we have to be respectful of the home and the neighborhood, the community that we're going to be in. It is a Halloween party, so it's going to be kind of scary. People might be screaming and crazy and stuff. Our theme happens to be scary Halloween movies is the theme of the party. Now, everybody can wear whatever costumes they want. We're actually, I just made me do a check mark because I need to make sure that I get the awards taken care of and have that done. They're halfway done, so I want to make sure that everything's finished by, 3 days before the party is when I like to have everything done. So we're going to have a party. We're actually going to have some games at the party. We're going to have awards for scariest costume, cutest costume, couples, etc. So hopefully we can have a fun time with that. I always do games too. That makes it fun. And if anything's not happening the way you want it to, you know, you can add a game in and it can kind of change the vibe or change the direction of the party. So that's pretty cool. Now, with regards to Halloween party, I mean, right now, if you have not already locked in or set up to have a Halloween party, now would be difficult. I always recommend that you guys set up parties a month in advance so that you can get on the schedules of the players and the team members, the staff, the coaches, etc., because it gets really busy this time of year. So now we're doing a Thanksgiving party, and then we do a Christmas party, and we might do a New Year's. I'm not sure. And so you guys need to start, if you guys are planning on doing any of these, you need to start planning that now and letting the players know that you expect them to be there. If you don't do it a month in advance, it's really, really difficult to have anything be kind of mandatory. Now, with our Thanksgiving party, we're going to be doing that a little different this year. I like to do some of our parties where it's more of a potluck. And so I'll typically do like A to H as appetizers, I to M is side dishes, and end of whatever, end of Z is desserts. That's a lot of desserts, so I probably wouldn't do it that way. But I try to set those things up. And then, of course, we provide like the main dish and drinks and the paper goods, etc. Now, you can do this a variety of different ways. If you could do it at a restaurant, you can do it where people pay for their own stuff. I really like to make sure that I try to make it so that the players don't have to pay any more money into these types of things. So I try to do them on the down low where they don't have to provide any more items. Now, I do like to do a potluck every once in a while, and sometimes we'll even do theme nights like Mexican food night, and everybody's supposed to bring something, and people will do that. So that's kind of fun as well. But for Thanksgiving, I don't think we're going to do a potluck. I think we're going to do a lot of big serving items. But we're going to do a Christmas party as well. And Christmas is going to be more of a formal, well, I take that back. Thanksgiving is going to be more of a formal, and then Christmas is going to be more of a funsy type day. I don't want to give away too many details of our party because I want it to be a surprise, but you can do different themes like Thanksgiving. You could do where everybody that comes brings canned goods or coats or toilet paper or toothbrushes or socks or whatever. Come up with a theme where they can give away and help somebody in the community. You can also do the same thing for Christmas. But then again, you can do something like this all year round because a lot of times people get focused on doing these things for Thanksgiving and Christmas, but people have needs all year round. So you can always do a canned food drive in March. There's nothing wrong with that because a lot of times that's when, sorry, my ears just popped when I hiccup. Excuse me. But that can be something that's done in March or April when all the food banks are getting low on food, or when people are running out of their supplies. So that's possible. Now for a New Year's, typically we go out to a club or something like that, go dancing. Now you can ha make some of these parties kid friendly, family friendly, and you can make some not kid friendly or adult parties. That's up to you. It depends on your team and your type of situation. Now, if I wanted to share with you a couple tips to make it super, super cost effective for planning the party, I would use your team coolers. You could do water, iced tea, lemonade, Kool-Aid, sweet tea, Crystal Light, whatever. You could also do pizza. I know that Papa John's has a really good deal on like football party pizza. You can get like 10 pizzas for, I don't know, $7 a pizza or some crazy thing. Pizza's really good. Tacos is really good. If you're gonna do it, make ahead. Now you can always get like these not catered, but you could get them where you go pick the things up, like a Chipotle has tacos and black beans and queso and salsa already made up, so you could just go pick it up and bring it. So there's a variety of different things that you could do. You want to think about the most bang for your buck when it comes to feeding, 50 players or 50 players and their spouses or 50 players and their spouses and their families. So if you're going to be doing a Christmas party where all the kids are invited as well, then you're going to want to think of what to feed large families. Those can be anything from, I know our girls love my mac and cheese that we cater, and we do mac and cheese and spaghetti, garlic bread. What's the other thing? Meatballs. We can do a meat sauce, marinara sauce. You can also do fettuccine Alfredo. Any one of those is a cheap, 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 way to go when you're feeding large families. Now, you can always pair that with other things. So like a lasagna, you can make a like four batches of lasagna or a big, a big group of ladies, and that'll go a long way. And then pair that with a you could do a salad with ranch dressing and Italian dressing. We've done that before. We've also done breakfast burritos and that kind of thing. So depending on when the party is, you could certainly get away with having a great party at a very low cost for sure. Now, if you're going to do giveaways and prizes and stuff, we've done a variety of different giveaways and prizes. You could do anything from gas cards to gift cards to movie tickets to Uber credits, anything, a variety of things that you can do with that. And it doesn't just, you don't just have to have a party when a holiday's happening. You can just have a celebration for no reason and pick a theme. Last year for Christmas, we did ugly sweater Christmas. Oh my gosh, these were atrocious. And then we did some games. It was hilarious. It was a really fun party. And then one of our coaches hosted the party, and we had some, the girls brought potluck, and we had Christmas gifts that people could get from out from underneath the Christmas tree. And it was just a wonderful time. It's really an odd time because you're now your team's doing tryouts, October, November, December-ish. So the team isn't fully like together. And this is kind of the off season. So a lot of times you miss out on players that are busy with other things, but hopefully you can get a lot of ladies together. We typically can get a significant amount of ladies together for our gatherings. So sorry, I got hiccups, I got yawning. I mean, it's been a long, long week. So I'm going to share with you some other things that you can do at the parties. I mean, you can do, let's go from the basic party, right, where we just did that. So now let's talk about more advanced party. You can do this with games, minute to win it games. You can do relay races. You can add extra things to get people there. Now, you can also charge for a party. Now, we've had parties, like, for example, our raffle ticket party that we did. We charged $5 at the door for each person to come in, not players. I typically don't charge a player to come to anything. And then anybody else that comes, they pay a cover charge of some sort. So you can actually make it a fundraising party. For your party for Thanksgiving and Christmas, I typically don't make that a fundraising party, but you certainly could. You could take the $5 from each person and use the proceeds to go get canned goods for a community member or maybe a family that you're gonna promote or help out that season. You can do this at a variety of different locations, and you can do this with different themes. A more advanced type of party, I do it kind of in tiers so that all of our parties aren't all fundraisers, and so all of our parties aren't at coaches' houses because that would just make the coaches crazy and run away. No, just kidding. But we like to have a variety of different parties and scenery and locations, etc. So another great thing is to have a sponsored party. So you might allow a company to come in and speak to your team for 10, 15 minutes in exchange for buying the food or catering for the party. You might allow two or three different companies to come in, say each company pays $50 to be able to display some gear or merchandise that your players might be interested in or might want to buy later. So you can have sponsorships of different parties as well. And depending on what kind of, depending on how many potential companies you have that would like to do a sponsorship like this, I mean, you could really get the whole party paid for by this type of sponsorship. A lot of companies or a lot of teams talk about the silent auction where they get items donated, they go around to different companies in the community, and they have items donated. And then those items are silent auctioned for funds for the team, and then the team gets all of those monies. That's perfectly good as well. That is really great to do between Thanksgiving and Christmas because some of those gifts can be used as Christmas gifts for potential people that are on your Christmas list. I'm huge into organizing and planning, and I'm huge into the holidays. So we do a ton of different things during the holidays. In fact, we're in October. My husband's, it was so funny because the cleaning lady was coming the other day, and my husband's like, I think she's going to be surprised that a Christmas bomb went off in the living room. And it's not even Halloween yet. But if I don't start early, I'm not going to get it all done. So I start early. So anyway, and besides this year, we are not hosting any Halloween parties or Thanksgiving, so I can start on my Christmas. And it's my grandson's first Christmas, so it's got to be pretty big. But anyway, so that's what's going on here. If you guys have any questions about parties, certainly reach out to me and connect, and I will give you any and all ideas that I have. Perfect, that turned on the light. And I will share ideas with you regarding parties that make money and parties that are just for fun. Sometimes you can go into a restaurant and ask them to discount some things as a sponsor. So say a $20 dish, they'll give you guys two different dishes, a beef dish and a chicken dish. And it's usually $20 a person, and they'll give it to you for $10 a person. That's a great way that you can have the player pay the $10 a person, or the team can pay the $10 a person. But that's a great way to give the team a little discount without it coming fully out of pocket from the team. If you're going to have a lot of team spouses and family members, then you'll probably want to have everybody pay for their dinner when it's a paid for meal. So that's kind of how we do parties at our establishment or our organization. If you have any other ideas about parties, please let me know and feel free to share those with me. Next week, I'm going to really, really, really get into fundraising for players and make sure that that is on the forefront before the season gets started. Now, with regards to parties players have, we have a lot of what we call non-official or unofficial parties where players just want to get together and hang out or go to Applebee's and do a happy hour or go and do practices. Like right now, we don't have official practices happening, but our girls are practicing. Hold on just a second. I just got something. I already have four of them. Sorry, I have everybody looking out for everything and they really help out with purchases. So I'm going to share with you guys some things that we have going on these next couple weeks for women's football. I have to say really quick that I am very impressed with all of the women's football teams throughout the WFA that have really stepped up and are cranking out tryouts. Several of the teams are having their last tryouts coming up, and it's awesome. Let's see here. I'm going to get started. The Midwest Mountain Lions. They're having a skills and drills football camp, is what they call their tryout. It's at the Milwaukee County Sports Complex, Saturday, November 16th, 11:30 to 2. You want to go to the Midwest Mountain Lions website and check that out. The Portland Fighting Shockwave is having a first down camp for youth 3 to 17 on Saturday, November 16th. one to three at Wilson High School. And I know I'm talking a lot about November 16th. I put all of these on here and I'm going to go through all of them. Some of them are going to be this weekend. Some of them are going to be out to November. But I want to get the news out to you as soon as possible. So if you guys haven't heard, I wish I had like a drum roll, but the Sun City Stealth is having tryouts November 2nd. Now, what? Who? When? So the Sun City Stealth is out of El Paso, Texas. So welcome to the Women's Football Alliance. We're really glad to have you. That really fills in a location on the map. November 2nd, they're having tryouts at 8:30 a.m. at Franklin High School. So if you are in the El Paso area, you have an opportunity to play for the Women's Football Alliance. Full contact, tackle football. Whether you have experience or not, you need to be 18 or older by April 1st, April 6th, something like that. So get on out there to those tryouts. We really want to help these teams, especially the newcomers coming in, learn quickly how to get these tryouts done. So again, shout out to El Paso, Texas. Let's talk to, well, this is a oldie but goodie, Jacksonville Dixie Blues. They have a tryout this weekend, October 26th. 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. at Blue Cypress Park. Their tryout costs $10, but that does include a t-shirt. So you're either getting a free tryout and a paid for t-shirt or vice versa. With that being said, the Dallas Elite Women's Football Team has a tryout this Saturday as well. Ours is at 9 a.m. It's at Drive Nation. Shout out to Drive Nation, one of our sponsors. Shout out to Joycelyn. And we will be having our tryout. That should be our final tryout for the Dallas Elite. So if you're in Dallas, you're going to register at DallasEliteWomen'sFootball.com. Don't confuse us with the other people that say that they're the Dallas Elite. We are the Dallas Elite. Let's talk about the Utah Blitz. That's going to be Sunday, October 27th, 12:30 to 2:30 at the Utah Sports Lodge. If you're interested in this, you want to go to their website. I'm going to give it to you because it's spelled kind of weird. www.utblitz.com. Utah Blitz. Iowa Phoenix. Shout out to the Iowa Phoenix. I just want to share real quick. They have a 2019 commemorative shirt available for their inaugural season. So if you want to get that t-shirt while it lasts, you want to connect with did I say Utah Phoenix again? It's Iowa, Iowa Phoenix. I don't know why that just rolls off the tongue, Utah Phoenix, but it is Iowa Phoenix. They have a t-shirt ready to go to commemorate their inaugural season. Okay, let's go to Minnesota Pride, MN Pride Football. They are having their final tryout on November 9th. Very good. November 9th is their final tryout at the Kavanaugh Park. $35 fee. Oh my gosh, somebody's just lighting me up. Okay. Sorry, guys. You got to understand, I do this in my not off time. I never have any off time, but I do things in between my other things. And so the phone still needs to be on. So let's see. That was another drum roll. No, I'm just kidding. DC Divas, October 27th is Sunday, 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. If you're interested in being part of the DC Divas this year, you want to go to this tryout. DCDivas.com is their website. It's at 6805 Industrial Road in Springfield, Virginia. DC Divas. Get to that tryout. Next on my list, Grand Rapids Tidal Wave. By the way, that is not a drum roll. I don't know why I do that. I think that's in place of my ums. I've started doing that. It annoys me, so I'm sorry. Grand Rapids tidal waves, Sunday, October 27th, 1 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. Douglas Walker Park, 1195 84th Street Southwest, Byron Center. And it's 49315 is a zip code, which means, and this is why I knew this, this must be Grand Rapids, Michigan, guys. Michigan, Grand Rapids, Michigan, because it had a similar zip code to my hometown of Toledo, Ohio. Shout out for Toledo. Okay, on to our next one. See, I did it again. October 26th, we have our Halloween party. We already talked a little bit about parties, but we can never have too many people at our parties. Let's see here. Real quick, before I go on with some more tryouts, I just wanted to share with you guys, if you are on here looking for tryouts in your area, make sure that you take cleats if you have them, tennis shoes for sure. Gonna want to wear layered clothing if you're gonna have an outside tryout because the weather in October, depending on where you're at, can still be, I don't know, you know. I've had tryouts that are 37 degrees and I've had tryouts that are 89 degrees. So you gotta be careful with that. Take your ID, any insurance card, and any registration fee that that team is looking for. Okay. I'm just going off my notes here, so I'm just making sure that I get everything out to you guys. What is this? October 26th, the Columbus Vanguards. October 26th, same day. There's a lot of tryouts going on. The Columbus Vanguards, October 26th, 3 p.m. The Baltimore Nighthawks. They're getting ready to have, it looks like, another tryout. They've already had two tryouts. This is going to be their third tryout. November 9th, Annapolis Area Christian School, $35 tryout fee. It's from 9:30 to 12. So if you're in the Baltimore area, go there and check that out. We're good there. Just making sure I got everything. Real quick, the WFA Team United. This is kind of your last call because the registration deadline is October 26th. And I know this is in the middle of all my tryout announcements, but the WFA Team United will be playing an all-star team made up of the MIFA Canada and the LEXFA Mexico All-Stars on February 29th. It's open to current WFA players, and you must fill out the app to be considered. Okay. Shout out to the Houston Power. They are doing their tryouts more as an open practice tryout. They do that on Saturdays in October from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. at Westwood Park in Houston, Texas, or on Sundays from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Tom Bass Park. If you need any more information about that, HoustonPowerFootball.com. Okay. Next up, we have Seattle Spartans, Seattle, Washington Spartans. That's their next tryout is November 9th. And that's WFA-Spartans.com is their website to get to them. And they also do something similar. Now they're having a tryout on November 9th, but they also do like ongoing workouts all season. So you have an opportunity to go check that out and see what you think. Last but certainly not least on our tryouts is Gulf Coast Monarchy. That's going to be November 2nd. That's 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Check-in is at 2:30. There's a $30 registration fee. 575 Division Street in Biloxi, Mississippi. Biloxi is where I went to tech school for the Air Force. I love Biloxi. The Air Force base was right, you took a bus and you were right on the beach. It was awesome. It was like right outside the gate. So that's all the announcements I have for tryouts so far for this week. There's a lot of things going on with women's football. If you are interested in playing football in the WFA, the best league in the world, then you need to get out there and find out where there are some tryouts happening. Let me see real quick. I want to take you to www.wfaprofootball.com. I just want to share with you, if you are interested in playing football, you need no experience to go try out. You're going to want to come up here if you're not sure if there's a team in your area. Now, we have over 65 teams. By the end of this, we should have 70-some. Right? Now, you can go by teams. If you go up to the top, it says teams. You can go by division or by state. Don't worry about division right now because those are currently changing. So you can go by state. We have teams. I'm just going to check before I say it, but I think we have teams in every state. No? There's a couple states missing, like West Virginia. Tennessee's getting a bunch of them now, aren't they? Tennessee. Now, this has not been updated with the new teams this year because I know we have the Memphis team. We have a Knoxville team, a Nashville team, and a Memphis team. And it does not have on here Texas. It does not have El Paso. And there might be one or two more teams coming in Texas. So go to the WFAProFootball.com. If you don't see a team in your area on this list, give me a call. Feel free, 479-747-3693, 479-747-3693. And you can go ahead and get in contact with me. Hold on just a second. And I can let you know which teams are coming up. I'm just checking to see here. Shout out. Go and check out the new commercial on the WFA. It's Women's Football Alliance is our Facebook page. Women's Football Alliance. And real quick, I just saw this. It wasn't on my list because I made my list up yesterday. But the Memphis Sabercats have announced a new tryout. They say that this is going to be their last tryout on Saturday, November 9th at 3 p.m. That means that they are getting amazing numbers if that's their last tryout. So I'm excited about that. And I can give you this in advance. The Mile High Blaze football tryouts, they're having another one on November 10th, Sunday, November 10th, 1 to 4 p.m. at 8200 East Sports Boulevard in Denver. $20 fee, bring water and wear athletic gear. And you can get in contact with them at Mile High Blaze. Looks like they have their Facebook on here, Mile High Blaze. Let me see. I'm just kind of going through this final thing. Former Pittsburgh Passion quarterback to be inducted into the Women's Football Hall of Fame. That's exciting, exciting news. And that's my cat, if you heard her there. Meow. Another shout out to the Seattle Spartans. It looks like they're doing more tryout, more information tables and everything. That's awesome. I want to share with you the Orlando Anarchy are having a tryout this weekend on the 26th at 10 a.m. You can go to Orlando Anarchy Women's Football Team and get more information about that, but they're having a tryout this weekend. And then shout out, there's a Sam Gordon NFL commercial that's out now. Check that out. Just a lot of things happening in women's football right now, and it's really making a difference. Super, super excited. Minnesota Vixens are working on their 21st year. That's exciting. And then I talked about this earlier in the broadcast. My hometown is Toledo, Ohio. They're actually starting their preseason trainings November 6th. So interesting. Curious to see what happens there. And you can go out here and you can see if you go to October 17th on the Women's Football Alliance, there's a video there for the Pittsburgh Passion. That's pretty cool. Got the ladies trying out. It's a good video of what to expect at a tryout. Awesome, awesome. Well, I hope you guys have a great, great week and feel free to give me a call and talk about something. I'm trying to set up the plan for this next week, and it's just been a crazy week here with all my other business stuff going on. Feel free to reach out via the Women's Football Success radio show, Women's Football Success Facebook. You can also go to the website. Our website's at supersmallbiz.com. And then Women's Football Success is a little portion there. It's under Women's Football. And so we put a lot of our resources there, and we're trying to just get that stuff connected and out there for you guys so that you can have as many resources as possible. So thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys have a great week, and I will talk to you later.